Good evening, human beings of the region called the planet Earth. It is January the 20th, 2020, Monday, just around 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time here in Seattle. It's Monday, it's Martin Luther King Day. Did you get all your Martin Luther King Day shopping done before today? Did you buy all your Martin Luther King Day presents for the people you love? What did you do for Martin Luther King Day? Did you load up into your Chevy pickup? Did you make your way down to the capital of Virginia? Did you go out into the public mall, the Capitol Mall, and stand with your black rifle for several hours today to prove a point to your leaders? Well, I'll tell you something. If you did that, I kind of hope you took measures, like you didn't bring your mobile device. That would not have been smart. And I kind of hope you covered yourself up a little bit so they couldn't get proper pictures. But yeah, they probably got a lot of pictures today. They probably got a lot of pictures. It helped out the database. So to all of those of you who went down there with your tactical rifles and gear, to let the, government of Virginia know who you are. They're probably pretty thankful. They're making out their lists now. They're not Santa Claus lists, no. They're making out their lists right now, people. They're making out their lists based upon, your income level. Based upon people you know, right? You don't want people who know people to suffer the first night's casualties. So it's got to be people you know who don't count. Country folk. People without a lot of money or friends. Or influence, ordinary country people. Sometime in a couple weeks, right? Right around 2 a.m. There'll be a knock at your door. And you'll go and you'll say, "Who's there?" And they'll say, "We have a warrant to search your home." And you'll say, "Why?" And they'll say, "Well, Governor Northam declared a state of emergency and your husband was in the Capitol with a rifle. We have a picture." And then you might say, "Well, wait a minute. I thought the sheriff wasn't going to do anything." Well, they'll say this to you. They'll say, "Guess what? The sheriff isn't doing anything. The sheriff is also not stopping us. We're not the sheriff's department. We are, we're the governor's, we're basically the state police and the National Guard. With a little help from our friends at the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms." I'm sorry for being a Debbie Downer. If you're not aware of this, it isn't simply the case that I support your right to defend yourself. It is absolutely the case that you cannot call yourself a living thing unless you're willing to defend yourself. which means you're really basically dead if you're not willing to fight for your life. You're not alive. At least that's my basic contention. Now, you could say, well, Dan, isn't it okay to choose a pacifist route, blah, blah, blah. You can choose whatever road you want to, but every single living thing, every single living thing, from the smallest bacteria to the largest fucking blue whale, every living thing has a right to fight for its life. It doesn't mean it has a right to win. Yeah, that's different. That's called nature. But does the living thing have a right to live, to fight for its life in that sense, to fight for it, even if it doesn't have a right to live? Does it have a right to fight for it? Of course it does. Every single living thing. And I'll tell you this too, from here on out, folks, if I buy any more firearms, I won't be buying them. I will not be buying them from gun stores, because basically you might as well just be putting your own self on a list. And if you say, well, Dan, they can't use those, please, please, please don't give me that bullshit speech. Okay? We are all already on multiple lists. So if you tell me they can't use that list to blah, 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 you're full of shit. Yeah, and as far as the sheriffs go, our good friends the sheriffs, let's talk about that for a second. While it might be true that the sheriff's departments of various regions will not enforce a stupid unconstitutional law, and I'm willing to buy that, what is also probably equally true is they're probably not going to fight off the Bureau of you know, Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, or the governor's state police, or the National Guard. So just because your sheriff is not willing to enforce a stupid law doesn't mean your sheriff is going to fight with you at your farmhouse in rural Virginia, right by your side, when those feds and those state police arrive. You expect the sheriff to be there. But the thing is, those sanctuary city things, those don't really require the sheriff to defend you. They just require the sheriff to not enforce a stupid law. And so I'd like you to just meditate on that. I'm not saying you shouldn't go and protest for your rights. I mean, I don't know what begging a tyrant does. At this point in the current epic of American history, I'm not really sure if we're going to get back any of these quote-unquote rights by protesting. They might be retrieved through the fact that the current epic of statism, or police statism, if you want to call it that, that might be unaffordable and unattainable, which means that it could collapse over under its own financial weight, and therefore there won't be the money to have the massive prison state America.